Blog Talk Radio.
JP, and I want to welcome you all to, good evening. So we were having a little technical difficulty there, but it's your girl JT, and I want to welcome you to the EFT radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you know that tonight's topic is pretty interesting, and I have quite a few people that have been interested in talking about it, or they want to hear about it, or, you know, I can't say that there's any professionals out there, because I think we're all a professional in something. But of course, I also want to open the show by saying, you know, I want to give honor to God to make this situation possible, because without him, I wouldn't be here. But also to sort of put out a disclaimer there, because I don't really think that this is going to be a show for younger people under 18, due to the graphic conversation that we might decide to go into. And of course, I want to welcome my special guest, who's actually on hold here right now. Let me go ahead and take him off the hold. Let's see. Trying to get my guest. I don't understand what's going on, why they're not giving me my guest, but okay. Okay, there we are. I want to welcome my special guest. We're just going to state that he goes by the name of Deacon. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay, and thanks for holding. I'm sorry, we're just having a few little situations here. I don't understand what's going on with my audio. Can you hear me very well?
I can hear you.
Okay, no problem. All right, well, I want to welcome you to the EFT radio show and Blog Talk. And, of course, you know what the topic is. It's younger men that prefer older women. Now, let me ask you this question before we get into this conversation. Now, is it so much of a preference of older women, or is it a curiosity to something that you're willing to explore?
It's something I have explored because of my attractiveness, me being attracted to them, so I would say more along the lines of a preference.
So that makes it for everybody that's out there listening. Of course, he did say this is a preference. So, of course, this isn't just a hobby that you're looking to get into. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. And, of course, some people are sending in some questions here. Okay, I have a question for you. And this is in the chat room. It says, when did you know that you had an attraction to an older woman? Deja vu, huh?
I would have to say in my mid-teen years, 16, 17 years old, always in conversations and confiding with my mom, because my father wasn't around that much, per se, or a father figure around. So confiding my mother, just like most African-American men do from my era. And my mom revealed to me that I may have a preference for older women. As I got out into the dating arena, I could always tell that I was a little bit ahead of my time, so to speak, just because of how I grew up and the different things, the different influences that I had in my life. I've always been around older people, per se. So I guess it went from there.
Okay, so you don't really look at it as if it's a mothering type figure, because I know that you kept speaking on your dad and him not being there, but it is a true attraction. It felt more comfortable for you.
I mean, from my experience with it, it's definitely a true attraction. I mean, women my age, I do interact with girls, not to say that I only date older women or deal with older women, but it's a preference for a few different reasons. I think, you know, it's not a wholesale or like, oh, I just completely, I date an older woman or because they're just better. It's not necessarily that. It's just different aspects that I've come to learn that are, you know, better with older women. Whether it be conversation, whether it be, you know, just different things, different aspects of the relationship and dealing with a person.
Okay. 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 I have a question. And it's kind of going with a statement and then a question, of course. And my question, of course, is this more like the roles are reversing, whereas the older men want and they're lusting after the younger girls, and it seems as if the older woman doesn't seem to be desired any longer. And now it's a twist. The younger men are wanting the older women, and is it because of experience? Is it because of their grounding and being somewhat established, or is it because of certain myths that they hear? And what I mean by myths, for those that are out here listening, is in terms they state when a woman gets a certain age, she gets to her peak. And, you know, when we say peak, we're talking about a sexual peak. So, of course, they're saying younger men are able to more satisfy. But then there's also that other myth, which is kind of negative. And being a woman in my 40s, I find it very negative. I'm just going to keep it at that. Where they're trying to say that, well, because older men don't want younger women, or older men don't want the older women anyway, you know, they're desperate and they just need somebody. So then younger guys are like, hey, why not? Because she's going to take care of us type of attitude.
Well, I mean, from basically everything you said, I think, you know, there are different variables that come into play. I think if it can be a situation where you got to, a sugar mama situation, that seems to be going on in different areas of the country more and more in certain cities than others. But I think it also comes into the play of what basically your intentions are. If you're looking for a good time, then I would think the myth that older women are more experienced also comes into play. I think that's the deciding factor for you. I would have to think for me and my preference, I would say an older woman being a little bit more experienced and not necessarily sexual-wise, but just in life, you know, being able to learn something, have her, I guess, if you will, upgrade me to a degree to get knowledge and wisdom and gain and different things of that nature from, and her being established as well, you know. There seems to be a lot more pressure put on young men for us to live as we were decades in the past where, you know, most cases back then, it seemed that if the men were the breadwinners, not seeing it was that way. Whereas now you have a lot more successful women out here doing different things, and, you know, for whatever reason, whether it be not having a college education or there's different things going on in the work arena, black men at least, I would say in this case, don't seem to be up as higher, so to speak, or it takes a little bit more for us to get there. So having a woman that's established that way, you don't have to necessarily deal with the financial pressures, that also helps the relationship, I think, to a degree, because if a woman is independent, she has her own money, then there's really not that much pressure for you to provide for, let's say, the extra, so to speak. I mean, the way I've always been taught as a man, if you're able to take care of yourself, then, you know, that's the foundation of what it is, being a man and being able to be in a relationship of any kind with a woman. Most women want you to be able to take care of yourself. So that's why my preference is what it is, I would have to say, because an older woman being established.
Okay, so are you saying that because she's established, you don't have to step in and also contribute to that if you're in a relationship?
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not somebody that's going to lay up on another person. I'm very independent. You know, I do my own thing. I have 2 jobs. I go to school. I have actually my little brother live with me. So I'm not the type of guy to say that I want to lay up on a woman. No, not at all. That's not the case. What I'm saying is that I think it works out a little bit better. It seems like a lot of women, at least in my age range, you know, early 20s, 25 plus, just before you get to 30, are looking for somebody to take care of them. And not to say that that's wrong, but, you know, in these times that we're in, things seem to be changing a little bit. You can't have it both ways, be independent and, you know, want me to take care of you, so to speak. Now, when I say that, I mean, when you come to the table and you bring something to the table, it's easier to take care of a woman that can take care of herself. Basically, that's what I'm trying to get to. It's easier to take care of a woman that can take care of herself. In fact, I think as a man, I would be more apt to take care of a woman that can take care of herself than one that cannot. And that's based on my experience of dealing with women as well.
Okay, so I do have a question, and you may have to think about this because I'm going to have to take a quick break in just a minute here. So if you were in a relationship, say with this older woman, she came into this, and she, of course she was established and everything, and then, heaven forbid, she loses her job, would you be willing to step up to the plate, or do you just kind of run at that point?
Well, no. And I mean, it doesn't take me a lot to think about this question simply because that's not what my morals lie. You know, I was raised as a man that's supposed to provide for his family, be ahead of a household on all levels. So if I'm with my lady, regardless of age and whether she's established as I would like her to be or not, or if either one of us aren't where we need to be and I have to step up, then I have to step up. That's what being in a relationship is about. Catching each other when the other one falls at. So I wouldn't have an issue with that. It's not like I'm going around because you lost that 6-figure job. Nah, I'm down with you. You know, if I got to hold it down, then I got to hold it down. I mean, as long as she can understand that I can't go from making, you know, 30 or 40 to providing for a 6-figure lifestyle. I mean, it's got to be some common ground there, of course. But, I mean, I'm definitely willing to step up. That wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, well, we do have some more questions for you. I'm going to need to take a quick break, so let me get you to hold on for me just a moment, okay?
Okay.
And
right.
Here is a song that I feel like is quite appropriate. I'm pretty sure for you old heads out there that remember this, I don't think you were born yet. I don't think you were born yet, okay? But this is the one Ready for the World. Let Me Love You Down.
Too much to me.
It's your girl JT, and I hope that you all did enjoy that selection. I tried to find music that's going to be appropriate to the conversations that we're holding on to. And, of course, you know, tonight's topic is younger men who prefer older women, and the guest speaker, that I have on the phone, he goes by the name of Deacon. Anybody that wants to be a part of the show, you can go ahead and call us in here at 713-955-0783. You don't have to stay in the chat room and send questions. You can call, and we can actually put you on live, and you can speak with the guest. All right, Mr. Deacon, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Hello?
All right. Yeah. Okay. So, as a younger man, give me your opinion on why you feel like older women are opening themselves up to the company of younger men. Is it because you all are more vivacious? I hate that they gave the name cougar, you know, because I'm trying to figure out where does cougar have to come into this, because, you know, older men that was chasing after 18-year-olds, we didn't go around calling them nasty, but
I'm
calling everybody cougar. Okay. Okay. Is it because, in your opinion, as a younger man, you know, with your experience with these women, not trying to get all in your business, is there ever the conversation that, hey, they just can't keep up? Or, you know, because you have to understand, these younger girls are desiring more of the bankroll. So these older men are willing to pay for it because of the way she looks. But to me, a woman is a woman is a woman is a woman. You know,
mm-hmm.
She's a woman. You're still going to have to deal with the same issues. You're still going to have to deal with the fact that she's going to get older. So when she's 35, is he going to turn in her for a newer model? I mean, what is, you know, I don't know. But why do you think older women are being more susceptible to the younger men now?
Well, I think it's a majority of what you said. I mean, as far as when it's in regards to men that are in their age range, you know, that's going for younger women. So a lot of them are turning in for newer models, so to speak. I mean, I don't mean that as a disparaging remark to older women, but, you know, I think that has lightened the pool of eligible men in the age range for older women, whether it be they're already married, whether it be that they're pursuing younger women, or they may be incarcerated, or whatever the case may be.
Did you say pursuing other men?
No, I was about to say that. Just now, though, I was just could be the fact that they play for the other team as well. You got a lot of that coming out with the download. So, I think at this point, like when I speak to a lot of different women in regards to this matter, I think that you should keep your heart open to whatever it may be. If a man can take care of himself, and he's a man who cares himself up, and he's about his business, I think he should be, you know, a candidate. You know, he should have an opportunity. Why turn down an opportunity? If it's somebody that you're attracted to and he has his shit together, so to speak, he's my friend, so both of you say that over the radio. But if he has it together, what's the problem? What's the issue? So I think that a lot of older women are starting to realize that and, you know, just trying to be happy more than anything.
Right, but how does your family and your friends feel about it? You know, because honestly, I have a son who's going to be 27. And if he was to show up at the house with a woman that can tell me what and when the Silvers had their last hit, I'm going to feel funny about that. It's just something that's going to make me feel like, okay.
Well, you know, I mean, with this being what it is, you know, I have brought older women that are older than me to my mom, and No, the reception hasn't been all that great, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm grown. It's about my happiness. They have to do nothing but support it. From my experience with it, what can anybody say? I mean, happiness doesn't have an age, creed, color, anything of that nature. You know, if you are, as you say, a woman in your 40s and you fall for a guy that's in his mid-20s, what's the problem? I mean, now each individual has to have their own, have to have their own morals and where they set their compass at. Ideally for me, I got a brother that's, what, you know, 22. So I said, okay, I'm not going to do it when I'm that are younger than 22. My mom is in her 40s. I say, okay, I try to stay away from the woman in mom's age bracket to a degree, you know. But if I'm attracted to someone and I want to deal with them, that's what I'm going to do, you know. I'm my own man at the end of the day. And I will give everybody else the same respect. I think that's what we need to get to the point of. We are all grown at the end of the day, especially if this person's not staying at home living off somebody else. You know, they're doing their own thing.
Right. I have a couple of questions in the queue for you. And just also to let people know that tonight we're only going to be doing an hour. And, of course, we can revisit this if the caller, our special guest, Deacon, is willing to go into another segment for this particular show. So you don't have to worry about, you know, all the questions coming in, because most definitely we'll get those asked as well as we'll get them answered. But if there's anybody out there that wants to call in, that wants to be part of the conversation, you can call at 713-955-0783. And, of course, you've already answered that question. I think that you've already kind of touched on this question, but this is a question that's out there, and it's what's the difference with an older female versus the younger females of today? And I think that you kind of touched on that a little bit. I guess somebody was listening.
Well, I mean, I can definitely elaborate on that, because as you alluded to earlier in this conversation, when we got on the second segment, women are women at the end of the day. Let's just put that out there. So you're going to have to deal with the same issues in a sense. However, you know, an older woman, you know, typically she's not going to try to change who you are, from my experience. She's going to accept you for who you are and roll with that, and she's going to be down with that. Either she's with it or she's not. It's not going to be, okay, let me try to change this individual. Whereas a lot of younger women tend to try to change you. They tend to, you know, not be as laid back or subtle. They have to be a little bit more aggressive. It seems like it's almost a power struggle to a degree with younger women sometimes. Whereas an older woman, she's experienced, she's been before. She understands how to deal with a man, so to speak.
Right, but can you also agree, because we're saying women are emotional creatures, and that's just how we're created. So eventually some emotion is going to come in there. So you're saying that, oh, well, because she's older, she may be more in this, but you make her mad, and after so many times, she's going to go off on you, you know?
Well,
it has nothing to do with
I mean,
age.
I definitely hear that.
And, you know,
don't get me wrong. I said, don't get me wrong. I mean, most definitely, those emotions definitely don't come in. But the arguments and the qualms are not going to be the same. Now, you're dealing with an older woman, she's more than likely going to want to be a little bit more serious. But she's going to state what she wants at the door in most cases, you know,
right.
from my experience. And she's going to fall in line with that. If things change, she's going to let you know. And when I say that, if you're dealing with a woman and she just wants it to be something physical, think that's what it's going to be, something physical. I mean, now, as we all know, we're dealing with those situations, emotions do get involved. So at least she mentioned and let you know that. And then push come to shove, she will stop dealing with the most mature woman that I've dealt with in that matter. So it's not necessarily that there's a complete difference, but it was more they handle things differently. If that makes sense.
It does, it does. And I do have another question for you, but we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to play another selection. Like I said, anybody that wants to join in on the conversation with Deacon, younger men who prefer older women, most definitely call us here at 713-955-0783. Hold on, we'll be right back.
May 5th, 1993.
What the heck is going on?
Back to EFT Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you can find it at E as in Echo, E, F as in Foxtrot, T as in Tango, and they have a zero there. It's actually supposed to be a two because two is my favorite number, but they put a zero there, so I don't know. I'm going to have to find out who's one and two and beat them up. But, okay, we have zero. And it's on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, my special guest is Deacon. That's what we're going to call him. I have a question for you. I don't know why people are not calling you. Maybe they know you or something. I don't know. But I do have a question for you. Like, wow. I know who he is. Yep, I knew I would find him. I knew I was going to find his ass. But okay. Here's one of the questions. If it starts off physical, and, you know, women are women, like we say, and the woman does is what women do, and it becomes more emotional for her, and she wants more, what do you do in that case?
I mean, in that case, it just, it has to, you got to look at both positions of where you are. I mean, if her intentions change, that's understandable. But at that point, the ball was in my court of what I want to do going forward. Usually in that situation, if you push past and you try to keep it just as what it is, it usually gets a bit sticky, so to speak. I'd be willing to go forward if I saw the woman in that light and I see something down the line. I think that's the thing that I learned over the years in dating other women. sometimes.
Okay, wait. You know? I'm a little muffled. Can you repeat that again? That last part that you just said.
Okay. I said, let me go back. What I was saying was that, that in the event that I saw her in that light, as far as, you know, us having a future together or doing something further than what we're doing, or whether it's just dating or just like any other relationship, it would just have to see, it would have to be a situation to see where the views match up. The case, the thing that I've learned over the years in dating older women, you know, a lot of times with the women, they're to a place where, I mean, their views and ideas can sometimes make or break the relationship. I had a young lady that at one point in time I was pursuing, and this was probably about 4 or 5 years ago when I was in my early 20s, and she was going into her early 30s. She was at a place where she wanted to have children. She didn't feel like it was fair to me to start having children at that age and, you know, setting up a family. That tends to be an obstacle at certain times. I guess it just really depends on where the woman is. There's been other situations where I've dealt with women, and, you know, this is more recently where I do want children at this point. You know, I feel like I've been down a couple of different situations that have prepared me, and I'm as prepared as I'm going to be for children, but she didn't. So, you know, it's just like any other relationship when dealing with people. If things add up or match up, you know, future long-wise, then most definitely I wouldn't see why it'd be an issue. I'm pursuing the situation.
Okay, so going back to the same question, if it did start off physical and then you decide that you want to have children, but you're with this older woman that has kids, and she's like, man, that's just not what I want to do, but she still wants a relationship, can that break, you know, is it a deal breaker for you because you're like, well, I want kids, and you're saying you don't want any more kids, or you don't want children, period.
I mean, there's going to have to be some sort of compromise down the road. I mean, I think that plays a major factor into the situation, point blank, period. Just like any relationship, whether it be old, young, old. You both have to have the same views and ideas. I mean, come on.
She's 50. Really want her to have any more kids?
I mean, that's something that I've come to learn. So, I mean, you know, if I'm down with that woman and I love her to the point where I can let go of those things and those aspirations of having children, then, you know, that's what I got to do if I want to be with that woman. That goes back to where I
said before. Right, but is that where you cheat to go get the kid, though? You love the woman. She don't want no kids. You're in a relationship. Do you just sneak out, just, you know, be like Abraham and Esther and just go get you somebody and have some children?
I don't think that's the situation. You know, I'm of the mindset, so you have to forgive me. I'm a Scorpio, so... This may seem a lot of people, but if she was willing to allow me to do that, that may make the situation go and roll smoothly, especially me being a man that doesn't have any children. If that's something that I'm hell bent on doing, you know, everything else is lined up for us, except for that. If she was willing to make that compromise, it probably definitely more smoothly. It probably complicate the relationship in the long run, but I mean, if we want to be together and, you know, I'm hell bent on having what I want, and she wants to accommodate me for that, I'm willing to understand that, then hey.
Right.
It's either
going
to be that or I'm going to have to abandon those issues. Go ahead.
No, no, go ahead. I'm just letting you know there's a caller waiting to talk to you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you
well,
go ahead and finish.
I
have a caller.
If it's going to be that, I'm going to have to abandon those aspirations of having a baby if I still want to be with this woman, or just walk away from the situation and say that is a good question. It just depends on the person I'm involved with.
Okay. All right. In all fairness, let me go ahead and get this caller. We're going to go to 770912. Let me go ahead. All right, caller, you're on the air with
yes.
Deacon. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. All right, this is Dwayne. I wanted to just to speak briefly with Deacon as an older man that was once Deacon, and some of my experiences kind of mirror what the same experiences that you had, but. In the long run, by the time I gotten a little bit older, I realized that at that age that I was nothing more than a utility, if you will. The relationships were great. They were, they were fulfilling only for her in that. The fantasy was being fulfilled, but with children that were my age and older, those were the moments that, you know, I was pretty much just welcome to go off someplace and come back conveniently when everyone else had gone to get back to the fantasy. Right. Just that, you know, when it was time for the pajamas, I was back in time for pajamas, but I couldn't really add anything fulfilling to the relationship other than, you know, watching TV late night after, you know, the pajamas were on and everything. But what I wanted to add, not my own experiences, but what I found now that I'm in a relationship that I wouldn't call it traditional, but I'm with a woman who is younger than I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all relationships.
All right, talk to the producer here.
Can you hear me okay? Am I?
Yeah, no, you're
Hello?
Fine. I was just talking to the producer back here. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. And what I found, just given getting down to the basic needs that I see that women really require in relationships, that whether or not they can be fulfilled by a younger guy versus someone more seasoned, and just those basic roles that a man in their lives really require, is a man that can provide, whether it be a major role or just a supporting cast. Another role is security, and to be a teacher. If children do play into it, I mean, even with your mate, an older woman, you know, from time to time would like to have a conversation that would be more versed in maybe politics or depending on where her head is at. But to be able to teach, the conversations become meaningful more about retirement, perhaps.
Oh, please, don't ever want to talk about retirement. That makes me old. I don't want to be old.
Well, not making no disrespect.
No.
I mean, there's
those. And I'm admitting
that,
I'm old. No.
Well, at some point, longevity in a relationship you will discuss children, long range plans. If you got a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, and a 15-year plan, if you go 15 years, if an individual is already in their 50s, you're right at that retirement. So the discussion will come up.
Right, right. That's when you are in a quote-unquote seasoned relationship, when it's committed, it's monogamous. And, of course, you all know that you're trying to go somewhere together. It's not necessarily
right.
In terms of life itself. And like you were saying, retirement in terms of a job is meaning retirement together. Is that
right.
What you're trying to say? Okay.
That's exactly
right.
It all plays in
me.
When you read.
Yes. All right. Dwayne, can I get you to hold? I need to go to another selection because I know you got some more that you want to discuss with Deacon. But let me get you all to hold on for me just a moment. Any other callers that want to be part of the show and stop sending me these emails? No, I'm just playing. You can send the emails in the chat room, of course. But, of course, the guest calling number is 713-955-0783. Go ahead and enjoy the selection for just a few moments for me.
Just
right. Welcome back. Welcome back to EFT Radio on Blog Talk Radio with the girl JT. And, of course, you know I have my special guest on the hold here. Well, no, he's not on hold, but he's actually on the line. It's Deacon. And then we also have Dwayne. And, of course, you know, that was Bad Mama Jamma. You know, that was a song that was, they wrote that about me. But anyway, no, but seriously.
I like
no, seriously. When I was 12. That was shut up. That was dedicated to me at a skating rink. We were at the skating rink. It was called Scoochie's back at home in Seattle. And I was only 12 years old, and this guy dedicated that and Cutie Pie to me. And I was like, okay. And then, of course, I'm thinking, this is fine as she can be. I was like, I'm built like a little 12-year-old boy, but okay, he must like what he saw. So. Hey, I was hot back then too, but no, okay. Yeah, of course, you know that was bad. Y'all pop. But anyway, we was back here doing the double dutch bus and the bus stop. We was back here having a good time. But okay, of course, our topic, and we're gonna go back into it. Younger men that prefer older women. Now, I do have a statement, and it's directed towards both of you guys. Now, for me, you know. I kind of have a phobia, and it's not anything bad or anything, because I feel, being a woman that's in my 40s, and I'm in my mid-40s exactly, I feel as if I'm stealing someone's youth, because I've already been where they are. And this was so funny, because I had this young man, I was at the gas station, had this young guy come up to me. Obviously, he liked what he saw. You know, I was dressed, I had heels, so anybody that knows me and knows when I dress, I do wear heels a lot. And it also depends on what I'm wearing. So I had on some jeans, and I had on some heels. Okay, and we were about to go somewhere. And young man, he stopped, and he wanted to, hey, what's up, mama, this, that, and the third. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. And I went with a friend of mine. And he went on to let me know he was 18. For real. And I'm like, okay. I have a 16-year-old at home. What are you guys going to do, ride the same school bus or something? I mean, no. I have a phobia. Now, in terms of where Deacon is discussing, maybe I should open myself up, be a little more susceptible. Of course, he has to be over 25. Come on. 18, that's not going to work for me. But then also where Dwayne is saying, also, I can understand that too, because, of course, I am older. I'm getting older, you know, and if the laws of physics work the way they're supposed to, I'm supposed to leave first if I have a younger mate. I mean, life is unpredictable, and we don't know when or how, but I'm just saying, if it goes in the way that we've always been taught, order is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, Dwayne, you were still trying to iterate on your point.
Well, what you, yes.
Or did
what
you have a question for Deacon?
Well, not necessarily a question, but the statement that I was making really goes to the heart of the matter of what you were just saying about your phobia, about robbing someone of their youth. Life experiences are rich. I mean, to be
right.
Young, and we all, youth is to be treasured. And
right. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. But I'm a very youthful person. I'm still a very youthful person, even at my age. Very youthful. So I don't want that to be mistaken, like, oh, well, she's in her 40s and she acts like she's 55. No, I don't. I act like I'm still in my 20s. And I have a good time, whether I'm by myself or with my friends.
Okay. Okay. And we're just talking about life experiences.
Right.
As it pertains to youth. And, well, your life experiences of the teen years and up into your 30s or into your 40s, your youth experience is not quite that of someone who's in their 18s. I mean, if they don't have their driver's license, you may have had yours renewed several different times. So Well, I mean, the conversations that you have would be very different in that the relationship, I can only see it just being one of a physical or of a convenience, but not necessarily a long term. But that's merely the statement that I'm making. And
okay.
I most definitely agree with what Dwayne was saying, and that a lot of times it is just a physical situation. But I would assume that anybody, any grown woman or woman of middle age, plus 30, plus 35, is going to involve herself with somebody that she doesn't see has potential or at least moving forward in their lives. I mean, 18 does sound a little young. Some people like them that young. But I think, in this part of the conversation, Mr. Dwayne, earlier, but I mentioned that, you know, it's all about where your moral compass is. For a woman like JT, it may be, you know, like you said, 25 is the lowest that she's going to go. So I'm definitely not saying that, you know, 18 and 40 or 18 and 50 or 20 and 50 is ideally in the realm of what you should be doing. But if that's what you like, okay. But I do think that there should be some sort of boundary established of how young you're going to go. You know, because there is a difference in experiences, lifestyle, life lessons, as far as whether that person has kids. And there's so many different variables that go into it. I'm merely saying just keep your mind open because you never know. I mean, yeah, you may meet a 21-year-old guy, but just graduated out of college. He's running a Fortune 500 company, or he's on his way to run a Fortune 500 company. Young CEO, handling business, doing his thing, and has been some places in life that can more relate to a woman that's in her 40s.
Now, let me ask you a question before you go on, because you just said about a guy who's young and he's graduated, he's got his Fortune 500 company. Okay, now, in that, wouldn't society play a lot, because, of course, of his age, and then the women that you all see in the magazine, as you see splattered all over the place, you know, that's depicted as what's supposed to be beautiful. Kim Kardashian, because she has a 47-inch behind, that's supposed to be depicted as beautiful,
Before you go even further, anybody with any sort of intellectual about them knows that beauty is an eye of the beholder. Point blank, period.
True.
I mean, look at Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. I think they have a bit of an age difference, although that's not the best analogy to have at this point in time. But what I'm really saying
is,
the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I mean, even when those two got together, I mean, you could say that she wasn't the most desirable woman, but obviously he found something that strokes his ivory, so to speak, to be with her. And they eventually got married and went on to have two children, so on and so forth. So I just think I think it's about experiences and different things that you've seen in life. I think it has to work if it's going to work long term. Otherwise, more than likely what Mr. Dwayne was talking about in regards to it just being a physical act or a physical relationship, that's more than likely all that it's going to be.
Okay. Okay. Dwayne, you have anything to add before we have to go ahead and cut this off?
No.
Now, I want to ask
But
you,
I think it's a great topic. Great topic.
It is. And unfortunately, we're only doing it for an hour tonight. I would like to ask Deacon, would you be willing to come back probably next week and pick this up again? I have still quite a few questions.
Oh, yeah, I'm all for it. I mean, I'm definitely all for it. I thought the dialogue was great. I'd like to get a few more callers or a few more questions in, but I think we covered a lot of different things tonight.
No, the questions are coming. They're not calling. I don't know why they're not calling. Maybe this is just a, you know, kind of embarrassing to actually ask. Who knows?
A taboo topic.
Right. Yeah, because back in the day it was. It was very taboo. It was more common to see the older man with the younger woman, but not an older woman with a younger man. It was, oh, what's wrong with her? She ought to be ashamed of herself. She got a child that age. Blah, blah. It was always something that was negative towards a woman. But, you know, now it's almost like, yeah, go girl, you got your, you know. I don't know. But yeah, if you're willing to if you're willing to come back and everything where it comes to a woman is always a double standard. And then don't put race in it, but that's another topic too. But if you're willing to come back, then we can come back and revisit this next Sunday. Is that okay?
That's fine. I'm down. I'm game.
Okay. All right. Well, we are coming down to our last 2 minutes of the show. So at this point, I'm going to go ahead and close it. I'm going to save your questions. Deacon has agreed to come back next week. Maybe Dwayne will chime in as well. But I also want to give a special thanks to Dwayne because P. Dwayne is the one who has done my intro music. You know, so what you heard at the beginning of the show, which was just a spiffet of it, he did that, and he is part of Top Notch Portraits of Atlanta. So if you want any good quality pictures, most definitely hit me up, and I will definitely show you some that I have taken. Now, I'm already gorgeous, but, you know, he just, let me stop. But anyway, he does great, great work, very, very good work. And, of course, you can find him at topnotchportraitsofatlanta.com. Let me go ahead and close the show because I'm down to my last minute. And just by saying thanks to my guest, Deacon, and we're going to talk with you next week. Thanks for this topic. This is a topic a lot of people do want to hear about. But, of course, if you're out there and you're enjoying your day and weather and whatnot, most definitely have your fun and do what it is that you need to do. But we've also got to take care of each other. And any decision that you decide to make, always put God in it first. Always seek him first for that answer. But I want to thank my special guest, Deacon, who we will, like I said, be re-wrapping this back up next week, and P. Dwayne. I'm going to go ahead and say good night. Talk with you all later.
Welcome. Yeah. Ha, hell yeah. I just trying to keep live. Ha. Huh. What? Yeah. What? For the struggle. Yeah.
Trying to make a living.
Working.
Working.